Hi, good morning, Harriman High School. This is Dr. Aaron Linton from San Jose State University. Going to offer up a few comments. We are at the Southern Utah State Jazz Festival on February 17th, 2018. I'm listening to you while I'm talking. I can't remember if I just said I am from San Jose State University, visiting in from the Bay Area for the Jazz Festival today. So a couple of quick things. For the bass player on this tune, we want to not just play repeated roots, but we need we need a walking bass line if possible. I also think that the top of the chart is supposed to be more of a shuffle feel from the drums. But other than those two small criticisms, it was a really great full band sound, and everyone is really well prepared. Great time, nice saxes. Nice bones, really good. Watch that tuning on that low unison bones. Tighter articulation, Barry Sax. Those notes are a little long. Yeah, I like the way you guys are sort of trading off. Nice alto solo. Yeah, so again, rhythm section. I could be wrong. You guys don't have a score of this one in here, and that's fine. I'm just going off my memory. I just remember this having a shuffle feel to it, which is a little different feel than how y'all are playing it, how the drummer's playing it. And definitely the bass player needs to be walking and not just repeated notes. Yeah, that's a nice strong trombone solo. Nice job. Try to make that shake a little slower, trumpets. A little slower, a little wider if you can. I would have firmer backbeats. There we go. Thank you. guys. Nice job. We might have picked up a little bit of speed as we went along in there, which is easier to do in all those acapella sections. I totally get how that can happen. But yeah, great preparation on that. That's a technically very hard tune.
To Court Bubba, but better. And that was featuring Carson Butters on alto sax and Davin Lund on trombone. And now we have Autumn featuring Tyler Nielsen on the tenor sax. Kyle! Not Tyler.
With the bone corral up front, a couple of little pitchy spots, but in general it's really very good. It's a nice sounding trombone section. I have only a condensed score in front of me, and I'm just wondering if the time and the drums should be on brushes for a jazz ballad. You know, brushes get that sizzle sound. It might be a little more appropriate. Got a nice sound tenor saxophonist. Kyle, looking at my sheet here with your name on it. Saxophones, as we play these little pyramid figures with people entering and then getting out, I think you might be, you know, once the next voice enters, the person who just played might actually be getting a little too soft too soon. So I think if you get softer in a more gradual way, it's going to smooth out that section there in the saxophones. I'm wondering if the piano part is actually written like that here, or if it's supposed to be comping. So it sounds a little thick to me. So we need, in the drums, a double time feel. So again, this is what, you know, if you're going from the brushes, when it says ensemble double time feel, right? Which is, I mean, rhythm section double time feel, G. So we're going. And it actually is like, I know it says feel, you're actually going to play like you're playing twice as fast time, true double time. But the quarter note really still stays the same, and all the horns are going to be playing notes that are on average half a note value duration smaller, right? So instead of playing quarters and eighths mainly, they'll be playing eighths and sixteenths mainly. It gives the illusion of it is going twice as fast. So we need from the drummer, a real double time feel drum groove. Choices there on your cadenza. Yeah, let's get a little more inside the sound of that chord. A flat major 7. I'm assuming concert A flat. So B flat major 7 for you. E naturals would sound probably all right in there. Lydian sound, which is really then just your F major scale tenor saxophonist, right? On that last chord.
Next piece is entitled Monin, and it is featuring, raise your hand, because I forgot already. These people, we've got Taylor Shamrell on trumpet, Davin Larm on trombone, Daniel Estes on alto sax, Ben Thorne on berry sax, Alec Clark on trumpet, and Jackson Poor on piano, and Tyson on tenor sax, all of the people.
Great, man. It's excellent. You guys are doing a nice job of building up each of these sections throughout the head of the chart. I think the drummer needs to play a lot stronger to match the balance of the band. Yeah, man, nice solo. nice and aggressive and confident. Loving it. So this is the bridge, kind of. The drummer, you need to do a slightly different kind of groove. Without that 8th note line, saxes, you're over-tugging. I mean, you're nailing the technique, but it just needs to be way smoother sounded. Section. Careful of your scale choice here, trumpet soloist. A little bit of square peg, round hole. Yeah, for most of the solo section, it really, it's not a precise science, but if you're gonna choose a scale to go across everything, it would basically be like an F minor pentatonic, which is what I hear my man here doing on the tenor. Trumpet soloist, I didn't quite hear that from you. But even, like I said, even that's not an exact science, because there are some different types of chords going on for sure. Landing on thirds of those chords would be really key, and trying to get some 2-5 vocabulary in the last couple of bars of the solo form where it does the actual 2-5 would be good. a lot of good soloists on this. I encourage all the soloists to try to play a little bluesier on this solo. I'm not the best singer, but hopefully you can, playing with a little more soul, a little more blues, rather than just kind of running pentatonic scales up and down. Mostly really nice solos for everybody in here. Just try to dial in the harmonies a little bit better. If you're going to use the minor pentatonic, that's fine, but be a little more rhythmically repetitive, or a little bit, playing a little more with a motivic kind of rhythmic. Playing with more of a motivic idea rhythmically. And I would love to hear more blues in all of your solos. You're tonguing too much, alto soloist. Smooth it way out. Yeah, a little altissimo there at the end.
Smoother there. Instead of tita ta 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 ta. Guys,
a lot of nice things going on. A few
weak points that I mentioned, and hope you'll find those suggestions helpful. And
certainly, if you have any questions about any of the criticisms that I made, if you want me to talk more about it or whatever, please don't hesitate to email me anytime at aaron.lington@sjsu.edu. Thanks for coming to the festival. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. So long. See you.